The recording is in progress. Let me close that. Meeting will come to order. And someone, Denise, could you just mute your line, please? Thank you. Public notice. This is Monday, May 11th, 2020. This is a virtual public meeting of the Zoning Board of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, in that an annual notice is published in the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the township website, the front door of the municipal building, the front door of the public safety building, and fax of the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger no later than the Friday prior to the meeting. Denise, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Dr. Lewis?
Here.
Mr. Mattson? Mr. Mattson?
John, you're on mute.
Here.
Okay. Mr. McCaffrey?
Here.
Mr. McTiernan?
Present.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Here.
Mr. Roberts?
Here.
Ms. Stevens?
Here.
And Mr. Yeager?
Present.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you. We have everyone. All right, so let me run down the agenda briefly. New business vouchers. I think I signed three of them. We have the meeting minutes. If I can just scroll down and show this, right? We have the meeting minutes from February 24th, which have been distributed. And if you haven't seen them, they're in the box account. We'll look at the resolution, hopefully adopt the Baker Construction Resolution version 5, and then public hearing for Joseph Smelter, who is on the line. We've heard from him already. That's it. Does anyone have anything to add to the agenda? Denise, you're seeing my screen, right? That's showing okay? Okay, great. Thanks. All right, so going to the top new business. I reviewed the vouchers. I signed three of them, so I will move that we approve payment of the vouchers. And could I have a second on that, please?
Second,
and who was that that seconded?
Lewis.
Okay. And Denise, would you call the roll on that, please?
Yes. Dr. Lewis?
Yes.
Mr. Mattson?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Yes.
Mr. Roberts?
Yes.
Ms. Stevens?
Yes.
And Mr. Yeager?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. Next is minutes from the 24th of February, which are in the box account. I've got them up on the screen if anyone needs to look at any particular part of it. These are fairly long, 9 pages. Anyone have any comments or corrections to these? If not, we have a motion to approve the minutes, please.
Sharon, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Okay.
David Pfeffer, I'll second.
Okay. And Denise, would you call the roll on that, please? Denise, you're on mute.
Sorry about that. Dr. Lewis?
Yes.
Mr. Mattson?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Yes.
Mr. Roberts?
Yes.
Ms. Stevens?
Yes.
And Mr. Yeager?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. Great. Now we're on to adoption of Baker Construction Resolution 2020-01. And bringing this up on the screen, a lot of emails back and forth on this, or at least I had some. For some reason, I'm not able to pull this one up. on my screen, but it was version 5 of the resolution. And does anyone have any comments or corrections? Or Katie, do you have anything else on this one?
I don't. I think the last email indicated that the applicant's counsel was accepted the changes. So on our end, we were good to go.
Okay. And kind of a motion to adopt. Denise, I don't have this one up in front of me. I have trouble with my link. Can you list the members that are eligible to vote on this one, please?
It is actually every 7 member of the board, all full members, except for Mr. McTiernan.
Okay. So motion to adopt the Baker resolution, please.
So moved. David.
Okay. And a second?
This is Sharon. I'll second.
Matt, second.
Okay. And Denise.
Okay. Dr. Lewis?
Yes.
Mr. Mattson?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Yes.
Mr. Roberts?
Yes.
Ms. Stevens?
Yes.
And Mr. Yeager?
Yes.
Motion carries.
All right. I feel like we're getting in the swing of it here. Okay, we are on to public hearing for Joseph Smeltzer. And Mr. Smeltzer, I know we saw you earlier. You're been down this road before, right?
Yeah, I've been down this road. And can you see me?
I can't see you. I can hear you.
You can hear me too? Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, do you want me to swear him in before we get this to be started? Or does that make sense?
Yeah, sure. If you will.
Okay. Mr. Smeltzer, since I can see you and hear you now, do you want to raise your right hand for me?
Sure.
Okay. Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you're going to give in this proceeding will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And can you just state your name and your address for the record?
Yes, it's Joseph Smeltzer, 1102 Stanton, Lebanon Road in Lebanon, New Jersey, 08833.
Thank you very much. And you don't have any other witnesses? I mean, I don't see anybody else, but just to confirm, you don't have any other witnesses that are testifying in this proceeding tonight?
No, not that I know of. I know my neighbor called in for the link, but I don't know if he's on or not.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. If somebody sees somebody, come on, we can swear them in. I visually don't see anybody else, but if you see somebody else, then we can swear them in as if they come on.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
So, Mr. Smeltzer, you know the routine, right? We're going to ask you to describe the property, describe the relief that you're asking for, and then describe the rationale for the relief, just as you did last time. You probably know most of the people on the board. And I guess we'll just turn it over to you unless you have any questions. And also, I have all the materials that you sent in. I have up on my PC over here, and I can bring them up on the screen one by one if you want me to display them. You just let me know which one you want.
Sure. Well, basically, I'm just going to basically summarize the cover letter that I wrote to you is about what I'm looking for, because I know I've been granted a variance before, and I'm kind of making a little bit of, I would like to make a little changes to it anyway. So I'm requesting a C variance to request to allow a front yard setback because I want to build a detached accessory garage. I was awarded this 5 years ago, actually, with a larger multi-phase variance for a lot of addition work to my home. And I know there was some concern about the timeline because you just don't like to grant these long-term variances. And I did a lot of work, and the garage was the last thing I did not do. I asked for an extension in 2018, was granted that. And in 2019, I actually wanted to go a little larger on it. And the zoning department told me, well, you're going to have to go back in front of the board because we could only let you build what was granted to you the first time. and it's not much of a change. However, the garage, I have a 20-foot depth on it, which is the most important part, and that's, I guess that's outer perimeter. And I want 24 feet, 8 inches. I didn't think that much at the time. The garage is the last capital project that I really have with all the work I've done. And it's not large enough. And this is coming from everybody on my research. I would like to buy a pickup truck when this is done. And it's just not large enough to put a Ford F-250, which I'm looking at, in there. It's good for my Toyota Corolla, obviously, or my Camry, you know, but it's just not going to fit a pickup truck or an SUV or anything large, or anything pre-1980 won't fit in, like a Cadillac or anything, obviously, the larger cars. I'm not a car collector. I'm just making an insinuation of what won't work. And I just really need it to work for me. So I'm asking for the extra 4 feet, 8 inches. I'm asking for the other 8 inches because of the block size I have to use. I have to go with a 10-inch block and whatnot. And if you want to just go over the, look at the engineering print with the plot plan, if you want to take a look at that, I don't know if you can see that, where the proposed area would be.
Is this the one you want?
Yeah, this is it. Okay, you can see it now. The last sketch I gave you, I guess 5 years ago, it had a shed in that spot. There was a 16-foot shed. The location of the garage is not changing at all from the first one that I asked for. Obviously, I may have to shift it over a little to the right, you know, to keep the side and rear yard setbacks of 20 feet minimum, you know. And the front's supposed to be 75. Obviously, you can see the building envelope there. That's nothing but a big giant hill. Actually, where the garage is a hill. So I'm going to have to use 10-inch block, at least on the back wall, due to the hill. You know, I spoke to Mike Wright a little bit about it, and at least the back wall, I'm going to have to use the 10-inch block. So I know the architect sketch that I gave you that I sent in, it's only for imaging referencing. It's not final. That's showing a 24-foot depth. But the problem I'm having with that, why I'm asking for the other 8 inches, because the specs on the truck I want is 266.2 inches. That's 22.3 feet long. Now, he's showing a floor space of 22.9 inches, which shows enough, obviously, but it didn't take into account 10-inch block. It's showing it built with 8-inch block, and it doesn't take into account a 2-inch garage door, which folds on the inside. You know, so I'm going to lose 4 inches right there. To have an inch in front and back, I'd like to comfortably be able to get a pickup truck in and out of the garage, you know. And
what the relief that you're asking for is from the front yard setback, correct?
Yes, yes. I'm looking at 40 feet.
Yeah, go ahead. That, if you could just kind of describe what's required and what's proposed. And we have to
sure. Okay, what's required is 75 feet. I have a grandfather lot. It's a little less than an acre and a half. Let's call it an acre and a half. And I'm looking for 40 feet, which would be good. And I'll keep my 20-foot side and rear yard. Obviously, I can maintain that. You see that strange-looking angle that the property goes down to the left of you where the proposed garage site will be. You know, so I have to keep 20 foot off of that property line in any case. And I want to maintain the 40 feet, which seems the best location. You know, I would like it from the road, but it looks like it's from the property line. The less I have to chew back into that hill, you know, it's going to make it easier on me because where the shed was originally, where it's showing, I have a 12 foot flat spot. And obviously, I have to cut back about another 15 feet, you know, into that hill. And, you know, where it's at is where I would like it. It's the same spot as before. Nothing's really changed on it. So I'm looking for the relief on a front yard setback, looking at 40 feet. I would like it to be worded from the road. I didn't know my property line kind of cut through. It looks like the township must own part of my driveway there, you know, but and I own part of the street on the right. But other than that, that's what I'm looking for. I'd like the garage right there. It's the only practical spot for it.
And when we granted the relief 5 years ago, was it also 40 feet? Are you looking for the same relief that you were looking for last time? And we have the resolution.
Yes.
We can bring it up.
Yes, it did. I did get the old resolution out. I did review it, and it does say 40 feet. And it does say 40 feet from the property line, because that's what I was specifically looking for. Obviously, if you go to the left of the garage on the east side, that's about 50 feet from the property line. You know, I would prefer the 40 foot to be on that side. And I'm hoping maybe you could adjust a little bit of leeway like that to say, well, it's going to be 40 foot off the property line. But given that it's a strange angle, I didn't take into account, because I was taking my tape measure and I was measuring to the front of the shed from the actual road, you know, so where the shed was. And I need the garage to be right where the front of the shed was. I don't know if you have any photographs or anything, but it's okay, you know. But I had a shed there originally and it looked great there, but with the hill, the shed spot is completely flat and level. And I really want to use that 12-foot flat spot, you know, and then worrying about digging back into that hill. I'm not worried about the side yard setback because I could always have that staked out. I just want to pay the engineer to do it now because, you know, until a resolution is through, you know, then I was going to hire the engineer to go and put actual stakes there, because they're not going to stake it out unless you pay them. You know, the house, I didn't have to stake it out because I had something to work with and do my own markouts. But this thing, I don't want to, you know, build it and then have you look at it later and say, oh, you're 19 foot off of that side yard setback. So I just want to make sure everything's staked out perfect with all the setbacks. I prefer it 40 feet from the road edge, you know, but, you know, if you know, from the property line, you could see the extra couple feet there. I could really use that extra couple of feet, to, you know, if I have to.
You know, I'll defer to some of the other members, but I think that we have to grant relief against what the zoning ordinance is. And the zoning ordinance talks about setbacks from the property line. It's required 75. You're asking
yes.
for 40. If you're asking for something different, you'd have to tell us what you're asking for. I don't think we can say sort of this, sort of that. You've got to tell us if it's yeah. not 40, if you're looking for 39 feet, you have to be specific. I wouldn't be comfortable saying I'm going to vote on something, but I don't know what it is. I mean, I'll let other members speak.
It's David Pfeffer. Is what you're saying you're asking for 40 feet, but from the roadway at that point, as opposed to from the property line at that point?
Yes, yes. I would rather have that because when I measured it yesterday, it's really bringing me a few feet back into that hill that tapers up. And the farther back, if I got to go another 3 feet, that's a lot of dirt I have to truckload out of there, you know, and I prefer to keep it on the flat spot where the shed was, you know. So, you know, I prefer that extra little arrow to the edge of the road there. You see, I don't know if it's 1 or 2 feet. I don't know what it is, to be honest with you. Yeah,
can I ask a question? You don't
sure.
– understanding that what Mr. McCaffrey just said, that – And I would echo what he just said. It's not necessarily that the board wouldn't grant that relief. I don't know if they would or not. It's that the board, in light of the fact that a variance is being requested, I would echo that in writing a resolution that the board has to either grant or deny specific relief when a variance is being requested. So is there any way to find out what that measurement would be from road rather than the property line, so that either tonight or if that's what you truly want, I don't know if it makes sense to I'm not trying to put you off. I just want to make sure that you get what you're asking for, what you really want, you know.
Yeah, I could do a quick measurement right now based on your scale. He's saying 1 inch equals 20 feet, so I got the scale here.
I just did that on the PDF because the PDF says it's drawn to scale. So I tried doing that measurement, and I'm now running into the issue that there seems to be an issue with the document scale, because I took a measurement of the current line, which says it's 40 feet, and it's actually reading as 45 feet.
Oh, is it reading 45 feet? He may have drawn to scale. Maybe he got something off on it. I didn't even bother measuring that, to be honest with you. Because I was measuring like 45 feet from the other side. Well, needless to say, I measured with my tape measure yesterday, and 40 feet from the road seems ideal to have the front of the garage start, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. To be able to grant the variance, though, we'd need to know, in order to grant the relief, we'd need to be able to write in a resolution X feet from property line. So even though you want a reference from the road, we'd need to know what that converts to. That's why we need the scale drawing, to know exactly how many feet you want it.
That's exactly right, David.
Okay, so would I be able to say something to be taken into consideration, or are you going to go specifically by this, which is going to be on file with the planning board?
I think we can grant relief, but we have to grant relief from the property line, because the requirement is 75-foot setback from the property line. You're looking for some waiver from that 75 feet. So we could grant you 39 feet from the property line, but we can't grant you from the road because the edge of the road has got nothing to do with the township regulations.
Okay, I see. Okay, so could I be fair and just say let's go at least 35 feet? Would that be fair?
And can I just say that Tom Behrens writes in his memo, the proposed garage will have a minimum front yard setback of 40 feet from the Stanton-Lebanon Road right-of-way. So that's how he words it. And I have to look up the code. I don't know. Let me just ask you this, and I'm not trying to put you off. Does it make sense for you so that you're not guesstimating? Do you want to go measure it exactly, precisely, and carry the meeting, and so that you have a measurement and then take a vote at the next meeting? It's up to you. I mean, that's one option. I mean, it's up to the board as well, but that's one option for you to consider, is so that you have a precise, so the board as well has a precise number, and you have a precise number, and everybody may feel, you may feel more comfortable, and the board may feel more comfortable in terms of considering what they're being asked to consider here.
Katie, is it a problem for us?
I was out there measuring yesterday, for a good part of the day. I was going back and forth, and 35 feet would be the most ideal number. I was out there yesterday measuring. I kept going back and forth, and I kept saying to myself, why does this guy have this front of the garage starting at the front of the hill? I didn't understand it, And I says, well, I can measure from this side. Looks good the way it goes, but if we got to go from the property line, from the closest point to the property line, 35 feet would be more ideal for me, and I'd be willing to just, settle on that and keep it at that.
Mr. Smelter, do you know where the property line is? Do you know where to measure to?
Yeah, well, I was taking a measure. I measured from the corner of the driveway, where he has the corner of the driveway, right to the arrow, and I was coming up with 20 feet from that point. So I measured from there back, and that's where I was getting my number from. I mean, I'm not an engineer, but I'm just out there with a tape measure, and I just want the garage to where the front of the shed was. I know on the last sketch that's exactly where we had it when we drew it out. We actually drew it out at the board meeting. I know we're not there. We can't do that now, because the garage was in a totally different spot, than I even wanted it to. We took a recess and me and John Drill drew it out, on the meeting, and we totally relocated the garage to a whole nother spot, but the garage is in the same exact spot as the last one. And the last one does say 40 feet.
40 feet from the
property line. That's what the last paragraph says.
This is Tom Yeager. Mr. Smelter, I'm a little confused with what you're trying to do. I'll be honest with you. First of all, the drawings that you have, I see a center line of road, physical center line of road's been located. I don't see any place that it says edge of pavement has been located. Someone just asked you, where is that property line with reference to where you want to locate that garage? I think you have about two or three unknowns here. I would not be comfortable voting positively on your 40 foot or anything else unless you actually knew where that edge of the road is or your property line. The other thing I was going to add, the further back, and I want to say further back you have this road, but that your garage rather, but that flat area that you're referencing that may help you as far as having a parking space, or at least be able to have an area where you could have a ramp or not a steep slope getting into your garage. You just talked about a truck that's going to be 20-some foot long, and now you're going to have maybe 15 foot off of a property line or edge of pavement. I'm not quite sure that you have everything you're going to want eventually. I think you should know the location so you can determine the distance from the edge of the pavement and or the property line to where you want to put that garage. I know you don't want to spend the money, doesn't sound like, but maybe have your surveyor come back, mark your 20 foot on the sideline, and maybe you could put a stake in the ground as to where you want to put that garage, the front of the garage, and then you'll have some actual dimensions. That may help you. I'm not trying to hinder you or stop this. You've already got the 40 foot setback in the past. I don't have a problem voting for a 40 foot setback from a fixed point or maybe something less, but I have no idea where you are right now. That's my opinion.
Can we use the fixed point as the property line on the print that he has where the little arrow is where he's got the 40 foot? Can we use that?
But where's that reference to where you want to put this, your garage? How far back from the property line is your front of your garage that you're proposing?
Actually,
40,
it's it's about 35 feet. Actually, it's about 35 feet. That's where I would like it.
Actually means what? Actually means what?
It's for the front. That's where I'm measuring from, you know, based on what he has. You know, I'm going back feet from the edge of the pavement.
I'm just a little uncomfortable now also just because of the scale issue on the document because I just measured everything else and everything else is fine. It's just that one line which is marked as 40 but is actually measuring at 45 feet. So I'm not – now when you say 35 feet, but I'm not sure if that means that in actuality this building is now moving 10 feet forward as far as the diagram is concerned. But if that's the case, then the 20-foot mark is not right. So I'm just – I'm having a hard time understanding where the building will actually end up being located as a result.
Well, if you want to keep the exact measurements as they are now, I'll just, you know, pay the guy to stake it out, you know, before I build so I know everything's exact. You know, I'll make sure that it's, you know, to wait another month. I've been waiting years for this, you know. I mean, I'd like to get this thing built over the summer, you know.
I hear you. I don't, when you say keep it as it is, do you mean then 45 feet, not 40 feet?
No, 40. We'll keep it at 40 feet. We'll keep it at 40 feet and 20 foot off the side, and I'll get it staked out. I'll call the engineer.
You can't those numbers that would not be stakeable. I'm saying those are not consistent numbers because you can't be your building can't be where it is and also be the size it is with the numbers shown on the document.
It's
mathematically not possible because it's the wrong number.
So the guy drew it wrong. Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean, it seems like it's drawn right, but then he measured wrong, or if he measured correctly off the front, then either the building is too far left-right on this document, or, you know, it's too far in one direction or the other on the left-right axis, or the 20-foot mark is actually wrong and should be larger.
Okay, so what are you recommending? You're recommending a call this place up and get it staked out before the resolution, because they charge a lot of money for every stake you put in. If this guy's got to put in five stakes, it's going to cost me. You know, if you think we're going to pass a resolution, you know, in June, then you know, I'll hire the guy, you know, to do it right, you know.
Can I ask you a question, David? Could you go out, locate where this spot is, where the arrow hits the property line? Do you know where that is?
Yes, because I measure from the edge of the driveway, okay? I measure from the edge of the pavement is that line. You got the center line, okay? Now you have a line on the top and bottom of the center line. That's your edge of your pavement, okay? And then you have a grassy area, and then you have where the island is, and that's where the arrow is.
So how do you know how far back it is from the edge of the pavement to the property line? How do you know that?
Well, because I took my ruler that I have, it's 20 feet to an inch, and I took a foot ruler and I put it from the edge of the pavement to that little arrow. on a piece of paper. And then I took my tape measure. I don't know. I guess I came up with 5 feet or something. I forgot what it was, you know. And then I was able to deduce how far back from the edge of the pavement I had to go. And then I went from the left side from where I went from the left side from the edge of the pavement where the corner of the driveway meets the road. And then I measured back to where the arrow was. And I don't know. I think I got about 20 feet at that point, you know, from left to right. And then I got, I don't know, maybe 5 feet from, you know, the bottom of the edge of the pavement to the bottom of the arrow.
So sort of using a layman's ruler and tape measure, you can approximate where it is, but you don't have it exactly marked. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. I could be, you know, off a matter of inches, but I'm not off of a matter of feet. I mean, it's within reason, you know, of what I'm measuring.
Yeah, the thing is, though, with respect to the relief granted, you know, if you build and you're off by a matter of an inch and a half or 2 inches and you try to then go and complete the project, you'll be told that the building's in the wrong location because you don't meet the relief that was granted.
And if you want me to, you know, get it staked out, I'll do that. You know, I would like to break ground on this thing and start, you know, clearing some trees. You know, I mean, time is short over the summer. You know, I'd like to have this thing up and running by, you know, the fall, you know, instead of dragging it out till next year, you know, because that's what's going to end up happening. I may not have enough time to construct the whole thing, you know. I mean, if you want to keep the 40 feet and 20 foot off the property line, I'm going to stake out like that.
Well, one thing we could do is grant relief for the 40 feet and 20 feet. And then you would have to, you know, if you had to dig into the hill a little bit, you had to dig into the hill as long as you complied with the 40 feet and 20 feet.
Yeah, that's what I'd have to do. I'd have to set it back a little bit more. You know, that's all I could do. You know, I mean, I'd rather pay for the extra truckloads of dirt, you know, and the extra digging than to, you know, have to wait a month. You know, I mean, it'll be just as nice if I have to go back a little bit. And like you said, I got that flat spot, you know, to go in a little bit more even, you know.
One other suggestion, if the board is inclined to grant relief, is to have a resolution. I mean, it's not ideal. I mean, I'm not sure what's ideal, but just throwing it out there, if the board was inclined to grant, is to draft a resolution and then you come back with the precise measurements and those be filled in prior to the next meeting so that the board is granting, can hear, you know, hear the final specific.
If you could do that, listen, if you could grant a resolution.
No, I'm not offering that. That's not an offer to you necessarily.
I like it.
Katie, is what you're proposing that if we wanted, we could approve the relief, but then actually fill in the number prior to approving the resolution.
Like, that's the thing. I mean, we'd have to hear some additional testimony, and then you would grant, you would adopt the resolution the same. You would kind of do a memorializing, a grant, you know, an adoption and a memorial of an approval and an adoption the same evening. But you know, that's up to you. It's not customarily done.
Will that cost additional money from escrow for him? To carry it, and then
to do the resolution, you'd have to. It's the same as having a resolution, and it's just dicier because I don't, you know, it's a little dicey. That's all because we have to, you know, I'm starting to think on the fly here a little bit as well to try and get.
Can I offer a suggestion here?
Yeah.
Last time around, we approved a 40-foot setback, and we had a clean resolution. My proposal would be, he's coming asking for 40 feet. If the board is inclined, grant relief for 40 feet. Mr. Smelter can go back and take a look. And if he gets this staked out, he realizes he can't live with 40 feet, he can come back for a second dip and ask for 37 or something different, in which case we would ask for professional documents that show exactly what he's looking for if it's different than what we granted before and different than what we're proposing tonight. So there's one way that we could approach it.
It would be 40 feet from the request then would be back to the original, which was 40 feet from the property line, just to clarify. correct?
If he wants something, bring, you have to come in with a professional drawing that shows what he's looking for. And it can't be sort of 35, 30. You got to show us a diagram that shows what you're looking for.
And all, and just as a condition, all other setbacks will be complied with as part of that 40, that grant of the 40 feet. So the side yard, okay.
Yes, yes. I'll the side and rear yard will definitely be in compliance. And basically what I'll do is I can't put in footings, obviously, without permits, but I can start clearing the land and getting it flat so they can come and stake it out. And then if there's a change in that 40 foot, I'll have to come back to another meeting. I'll call Denise and I'll tell her, listen, this is the change I want. If I have to pay a little bit more escrow, I'll have to do it, you know, if I want to get it done. But at least I'll see where I'm really truly at, because all these trees in this hill is really impeding my measurement from my standpoint as not being a professional, you know. So I will call the engineer and I'll have him professionally stake it out. And if it's not right, I'll take the day off of work and I'll say, this is where I want it. But at least, and then I'll go back to the next meeting if I have to. If I want to make a change and deviate from that 40 feet from the previous resolution, I'll do that. You know, but I just want to make sure I could get the size.
It's just my suggestion. I don't know, John Mattson or Dave Roberts. Sharon, how do you guys feel?
I think it looks to me as if what's happening here is we're working from an engineer's drawing that was prepared for the previous variance being requested, but the garage dimensions have changed. He's showing the same setback from the rear and the front yard, but he's put in different dimensions on the garage. Is that correct?
Yes.
So that's why the numbers don't work for Dave.
This is Sharon.
I'll get it staked out. That I can guarantee you. I just want to know that, you know, I could go ahead and at least, you know, start clearing land. And then if I have to go back on June and, you know, and say, listen, these are the final dimensions. It's not 40, it's 38 or whatever it is. If I have to change it, if I can't live with what's written on here, then I would, you know, I'd have to come back, because there's a good chance I may have to come back to you. I may not be happy with the 40 feet, but at least I know I could, you know, we're working towards something that I could do, you know, because, you know, I'll build it. I'm not going to waste time. I know there was concern last time with all this work. Are you really going to do all this work in this amount of time? You know, I mean, I know I didn't finish the garage, but I did run water and electric over, and it cost a lot of money to get them utilities ran over there. And I just want to start, you know, making a little headway now. You know, I mean,
no, sir, can I just explain one quick thing? Because I just want to say one quick procedural thing, that if the board tonight grants, does decide, and I'm not sure if they will, but if they do decide or are inclined to vote for the relief of 40 feet from the property line, then the next step would be that a resolution would be adopted that would say 40 feet from the property line. And the only way at that point to modify that would be for you to come back. You'd have to come in with an amendment to that application. It's not like, unless you came in really prior to that resolution being adopted, which is a tight squeeze. So, and then even then, that's kind of procedurally funky. So the shifting whether or not it's 37 to 40 or 38 or whatever, that's why I think the board is, I don't know, deciding what to do here, because, and you're deciding what to do, but you can't shift after the board makes the decision tonight. If they decide on 40, you can't then shift to 37 without coming back, you know, really for an amended application. It's not like you can go out and stake it and then say, I changed my mind after the board has adopted without coming back and filing something formal. I just want to make that.
I certainly wouldn't try to pull permits if it was, you know, if I had a stake
down. I'm just saying, it's not that, but at that point, it's not going to be just about what like, I mean, I'm not trying to be nasty, but it's not just about what works for you, because at that point, the board has already made a decision, and then you have to come back and make another kind of presentation, sort of like this. You have to re-note. There may be new notice involved.
I have to do the whole thing. It's not just an amendment where I go back. I'd have to basically repay the whole application again.
Maybe at that point, that if a resolution has already gone through at that point, so if the board decides tonight, if you went through with the 40 feet, and then at the next meeting, the board adopts a resolution for 40 feet, the matter's essentially, it's done. It's in a box. And then I think there's a suggestion that, I don't know if there's a suggestion, but one of the suggestions was either, that's one suggestion to do it that way. And there was another suggestion of either finalizing what you want first. So there's a couple different suggestions, I think, on the table. That's just the different thought processes.
Okay, well, I know the size of the garage I want. That much I could tell you. So what I'll do is I'll accept the 40 feet and the 20 feet, and I'll just build it like that. And, I don't want to repay $5,000 to go back there. It costs a lot of money to get in front of the board.
Hey, Mr. Snow, you go too far. We haven't offered. I threw out a suggestion. I think Sharon Stevens wanted to comment. You have to see if the others are game for this. I just offered. I'm just one person offering an opinion. So, Sharon.
This is Sharon Stevens. I agree with Tom McCaffrey's suggestion of going with the 40 feet from the property line and the 20 feet from the side yard. And then the garage would fit in those, in that criteria. So if it changes, then you would have to come back and, you know, do the process over again. It's from what I gather from the conversation, although it's very confusing to me along with others on the board, that the measurements don't really work. And so I'm hopeful that the 40 feet can still be maintained and the 20 feet can still be maintained in the current location.
Yes. I'll certainly do that. I mean, a matter of a few feet doesn't bother me. I just want to build the thing. I'll agree to 40 feet off the property line and 20 feet off the side yard setback, and I'll totally be happy with that.
Well, the other thing I would say, too, is that the 40 feet can be in at least the 40 feet. So if David Pfeffer's measurements were correct, then if it's 20 feet from the side yard and 42 feet from the front, I don't think you have to come back.
Okay.
You know, if we grant you 40 feet, you end up 42 feet, that's okay. It's just if it's 39 feet, you got.
I would keep it as close to the road as possible to keep it off the hill. So the 40 feet, I could definitely live with. I have that flat spot there. You know, and who knows? I might be wrong. You know, I mean, I'm just going by a bent measuring tape going up and down hills. You know, it's probably adding feet on when I'm coming back from the road. You know, I don't have anything necessarily straight. I'm just zigzagging all over the place with a tape measure, you know, kind of getting a general estimate of what I'm doing, you know. So, I mean, like I said, it has to be professionally staked out, but I'll live whatever's on the paper, the 40 feet, just like the last resolution, you know, and we'll go 40 feet and we'll go 20 feet. And then, you know, I'll keep all my, you know, ends of the building or whatever off of that, you know?
I mean, I personally, you know, I'm just thinking through, let's say you had walked in here and, you know, virtually walked in here and said you wanted 35 feet and gave us the exact same justification or, you know, 33 feet or whatever. My inclination, personally at least, would be to still approve it based on the same sort of hardship that you have the hill and you have all, you know, the existing driveway and everything else. So I'm personally not opposed to saying if your guess of 35 feet is what you're comfortable with, that we say at least 35 feet. And if it turns out that you were wrong and you actually wanted 32 feet, then you'd have to come back. But if it's 35 feet, if it's 39 feet, if it's 40 feet, whatever, you're still good there. I think the same rationale for the variance still works for me. I don't know how the rest of the board feels.
That sounds great. I mean, I'm really tired. I've been working on a house for 15 years. I don't have much left in me. I just want to get the thing going. That sounds like a great, you know, proposal, you know, which I like probably the best. But I'll be happy with what's written on the paper if that's all I could do.
Meltzer, could we just hear from some of the other board members, see if they like any of the proposals that's on the table? Just let them know. And then I think we have some other questions about the sort of the dimensions and rationale. But does anyone else want to come at this point?
It's Tom Yeager. I think let's go with the 40-foot and 20-foot that Mr. Smelter said he'd be happy to work with. We'll leave it go at that. And then that's 40 and 20, as shown on your plan.
Okay.
This is Cheryl. I agree. Same conclusion, the 40-20. And just move forward.
Dan McKiernan, any thoughts one way or another, 40, 35?
I kind of lean towards what Mr. Pfeffer was suggesting at the 35, but if Mr. Smelter wants to go with the 40 and 20, I think that would be supported.
I just don't want to see, you know, have to come back if he doesn't want. Oh, go ahead.
I think I don't have any problem with 35 feet. You know, that's the way the slope of the hill goes, so be it.
Okay, so we're mixed reviews.
So, could I hear a straw vote on how many people would be willing to accept 35? I heard David, Mr. Mattson, McTiernan, you were okay with 35?
That's correct, but I don't believe I'd be voting on this.
Oh, okay. But you can still voice an opinion. But okay, you're right. You won't be a voter on this. Dave Roberts or Sharon Stevens, have any opinions on this?
I'm okay with 35.
I'm sorry. Who's not a voter? Who's not a voter? Who's voicing an opinion but not a voter?
Dan McKiernan.
Why is he why?
He's an alternate.
Oh, okay, sorry. I thought you were going to recuse for some reason. Okay, sorry. I apologize. That got me. I was looking down for 1 minute, and I was like popped up when I heard that. I apologize.
We're testing you.
I know. I looked down to take one note, and I was like.
This is Sharon Stevens. I want to maintain the 40 feet because we don't have any documents to show 35, so we don't know if that would work. So I think resolution, the previous resolution.
Sure.
And Cheryl Lewis, any thoughts on?
No, I still stand by what I said. The 40-20 is where I'd be most comfortable with.
40-20, okay.
This is Tom Yeager. I'd say 40-20, and I would have to agree with Sharon Stevens. I mean, we don't have any documentation as to what you're really looking for, 35, 37, 39. You said you'd be satisfied with 40 and 20. That's what I'm looking at. I, you know, if you came back and said, well, hey, 40 is pretty close, but 39 would be better. But right now we don't have anything to document that. So 40-20 is what I would stand by.
Okay.
For McCaffrey, I'm in the same camp. If I saw any documentation at all that kind of showed me what 35 looked like and I knew it was accurate, I would probably vote for that. But in the absence of having anything in front of me, I'm a little reluctant. It sounds a little too loose to me. So my personal opinion, if you're asking for a vote tonight, I would vote for 40. It sounds like a number of other people would. If you're looking for 35, it sounds like at least Stevens, Lewis, Yeager, and McCaffrey would ask you to come back with a drawing showing
the 35. If that's what it, okay, I'll go with the 40-20. I'll go with it if that's what it's going to take, and I'll be happy with it. I'll make do with it. It'll give me a little more front driveway space, and if it does, I might be wrong. The 40 may be correct. Because that's where I had the shed measured out from the front, from the first one. So I could be wrong, you know. So I'd rather just leave it like that. It's not going to be work. I just want to build the thing because I'm exhausted and I just don't have much energy in me anymore. You know, I did so much work on this house over the past 5 years.
Just a couple of things. Could you talk precisely about the dimensions of the garage and the little shed for the wood, how big all that's going to be, so we get all of that on the record?
Yes, yes, yes. Well, of course, the dimensions are going a little bit bigger. I was originally going to ask for 24, but I had it drawn at 24.8 only because of the larger block and a hill. If I got to go farther back, the larger block. At this point, I'm using 10-inch block. My architect has the drawn with 8-inch block, but we didn't consider when I asked him that to the architect.
Mr. Smelton, what is the dimension of the garage you're looking for? And if there's a document you need to bring up, I will bring it up.
Yeah, can you bring that up? That way you can see what it looks like. Everybody has an idea of what it's going to look like. You know, right now we'll start by focusing. This is for image and reference only. It's not final. So, you know, we'll keep it for image and reference. So in the center of the page, you can see the garage. Okay, hey, this is what it's going to look like. Obviously, the architect throws his own flair in there with door design and stuff. I don't know. I guess I like the carriage doors. I don't know. I never purchased garage doors before, so I do have to take a look at that. One note I think that's worth noting to you so everybody knows that he has garage doors 9 foot, 7 foot high. Okay, I probably have that changed to 8-foot doors, which will slightly change the roof pitch just a little bit for the simple fact that the pickup truck is 83 inches tall, you know, with you know, that's if you have, you know, navigation and satellite and everything, like, which I want to do. I want to get a nice crew cab. A bare bones without any options is 81.3 inches tall. You know, but with that little 1.5-inch antenna they throw on there, it's a little too close for comfort. I hit one little bounce, I'm hitting the roof. Okay, so.
Mr. Smelter, the question is the dimensions of the garage that you're asking us to approve.
That's what you have there, yes. No, he's showing 24 feet. I'm sorry. The dimensions will be 24 foot 8. By 27 foot 8. And then, of course, the little woodshed on the side, the 6-foot pad, an open woodshed I would just build on the side to stack my firewood, you know?
Okay, so it's 24 8 by 27 8 by.
Plus a 6-foot pad on the west side, it would be a 6-foot. It would be open. It wouldn't be enclosed. And that's just a woodshed because I really have nowhere to stack my firewood. And that's my primary, you know, heat source every year, you know.
But just the 20, but the height you mentioned is changing as well, right? That's what you just mentioned?
No. I have to stay within 16 feet because that's the ordinance.
The roof pitch is changing then.
Yeah, slightly. It's really not going to be that much noticeable, but, you know, if I put a larger door on, you have to, you know, shell out the roof just a little bit. It won't be that much noticeable. I just thought I'd mention it, you know, because whatever I have is going to be substantially close to what you see right there. It's not really going to be much different. Obviously, the architect's not showing it with the side, and it's going to be the exact side in that I have on the house. That's not going to change the exact roof, the color. Everything's going to be the same. The design to look like the colonial house. I'm not building some gothic looking thing, you know. I just want to, you know, a basic garage, you know.
A question, and John Mattson, maybe you know this. Is there a requirement on roof pitch that would be violated here?
It's the height of the peak.
Right. I know there's a requirement on height. Is there also a requirement on pitch?
It's part of the design standards, so it's not applicable to a residential project.
Okay, great. I was reading this in something else, design standard. Okay, thank you, David.
It's the Route 31 and Route 22 design corridor standards.
So not applicable here. Okay, great. Thanks. Just to clarify, the diagram that we have in front of us that's up on the screen is inaccurate in terms of the measurements of the garage. Correct?
Yes, it's for image and reference only because the last time I went to use, I didn't have any architectural prints of anything. I just had like renditions of what it was going to look like because the architect advised against getting final prints. Now, obviously, these are kind of like final prints, but I'd have to go back to them and tell them, well, this is the measurement I need, you know, and you know, change the door height or whatever and, you know, make sure I'm within that 16 foot spec for height. You know, I'd have to make sure all that was cleared up, you know, but last time I didn't have any, you know, any construction prints with me. I just had like a cartoon rendition of what it would look like, you know.
But you're going to, the plans and as a condition of approval, assuming that that the board approves the application, you would file plans that you would provide plans that provide accurate measurements of what's going to be constructed?
Yes, it would be accurate and it would look just like the building that you're looking at now. Okay. You know, he's not showing
resolution, just for clarification. I mean, why this is important is because the resolution is going to specify dimensions. So
yes.
So all I have to use right now is that document, and that document's inaccurate, which is why the testimony that you're giving as to 24.8 by 27.8 is what I'm using. So if that's not accurate,
yes,
and sometime before next month, that needs to be clarified and relayed to me. Otherwise, that's what's going to have to be constructed because that's what's going in the resolution. I just want that to be 100%.
I'm for sure want it to 24.8 by 27.8. That's for sure.
Literally, that's what's on this little piece of paper, and that's all I have in front of me right now because that plan's not, you know. So I just want to relay why that's, you know, critical, because once that resolution passes, if that resolution gets adopted, then that's what the board has to go on, and that's what moves forward. And all the conditions, that's what needs to be met after that. Okay.
Yes, I just want to go by what's on a plot plan on the engineering side of it. We'll go based on a plot plan measurements. And then, as you know, when I turn my final prints, and I guess I give that to the building department, you know, through zoning and the building department. So zoning sees that what's in the resolution that you write is going to be the same as I'm turning in, because they get the architect prints first before it goes to the building department.
That's why I just want to let you know why that it's important that everything jives. So what you're saying now, so the board is going to adopt something and then it's going to move forward and your plans have to jive with that, or somebody in that department's going to say, hey, you're off by 4 inches. You have a problem.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So that's why.
Yeah, don't go by the dimensions on what you see. Because I basically just wanted to show you as a picture, because last time the board kind of, you know, well, what's this thing going to look like? You're not going to build something crazy looking, you know. So I didn't have construction prints the last time I came in, you know. They weren't really required final construction prints, you know. I'm kind of using this as a reference so the board knows that I'm not building some crazy looking, you know, building out there, that I'm just building, you know, a basic garage, you know. So I'm using this more for image and referencing, so the board can see what I'm building, you know, so they know when people driving down the street and the neighbors see it, that it's not going to look, you know, out of place, you know. So, you know, as far as the final construction prints, yeah, I have to go back and I'm going to have to pay the architect to finalize the true dimensions of it, you know. But I mean, it's close, but this is not my final submission, what I would turn into the building department, you know. I want to go by what we have listed on the engineering prints and the plot plan.
Katie, are you comfortable going with just what you have in your notes for the resolution, or do you actually want him to submit something additional for your benefit?
I mean, I have the dimensions that I have 24.8 by 27.8, and then it's going to meet the 16-foot height requirement, so I'm comfortable that's what I'm going to, if the board is comfortable with those dimensions, I'm comfortable. I mean, there's, you know, so I'm good. My point is, you know, because there's variance relief involved here, that's why, you know, I think that's the issue, you know, more than the actual dimensions of the garage. But I want to just be clear in what we're describing, so that, because there's some unknowns here, I just want to be as accurate as we can be, you know, to the extent we can, you know, we can be accurate. But I think it's fine that as a condition of approval, we just write that the plans reflect what's going to be constructed, and that's fine with me, because if the board's comfortable with that.
This is Tom Yeager. Tom McCafferty, could you go back to the plot plan that shows the garage? Those dimensions I see, as far as I can read, is 24.87?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
6.7, I believe.
6.7, okay. 6.7, I'm sorry. All right, 6.7, that would be equal to what, 24'8"? 8 inches. See, that's engineering. That's in decimals of a foot. So we're talking about 24.67 be equal to 24'8", correct?
I don't know personally, you know, just that I told the engineer 24.8. So I guess that's how he put it. He didn't put it in feet or whatever, you know.
That is correct. 0.67 feet is 8.0 inches. So 8 inches, 24 feet, 8 inches.
Okay. All right. Very good. Because that site plan versus what you're talking about, you know, you got 24.67 versus 24.8, 24 foot, 8 inches. So I'm okay with that. I just wanted to clarify it. That's all.
And Mr. Smelter, for the record, could you talk a little bit more, so we have it on the record, about why you need a variance, why you can't put this 75 feet back from the property line?
Sure, sure. Well, if you look at the engineer and you can see the building envelope on there, that I guess that triangle thing, whatever, and that's the steepest part of, I guess, the hill, and it's heavily wooded, and it's not practical at all. In fact, the lot is so strangely shaped that I'm kind of a little bit blessed that I have a spot to put the garage, and it just so happens that it's the best spot to put the garage also. Obviously, I can't go near my septic. I spoke to, you know, Mike Wright about this, and he says I'd have to call the county, which I did, and spoke to their inspector. He said you have to be at least 10 feet off of your septic bed, and I'm at least 20 feet. I had Bayer Reese come out and mark out that septic bed, so I know exactly where it is, you know, and whatnot. So I trust them. I'm sure everybody there heard of Bayer Reese, you know, and we could trust them for the markouts. And I know that's exactly where the septic bed is. I never changed my septic bed.
Okay, thank you for that. What else? Do board members have any other questions? Sounds like we're all inclined at least to grant a 40-foot front yard setback, which is the only relief you're looking for. Everything else you're going to comply on. And
yes,
you mentioned the size of the garage, which Kate is going to get in the resolution. And do we need any discussion about the woodshed? Because that was not part of the discussion 5 years ago.
Yes, you're correct. You're correct. That was something since I had to come back to the board, and you know, I don't have to tell you it's the headache and the cost involved. I'm sure everybody knows that. You know, I burn wood as my primary source, and I always leave it either on like my front driveway where my septic bed is, or I leave it on my back patio. I have a paver patio behind my house, and I always stack a few cords of wood every year there, and it's just not good. It's an eyesore. I cover them with tarps and bricks, and they blow away and get ice and snow. I just want a place to stack my wood, you know, and it would be ideal, especially on the west side of the building of the garage, because my house faces east, and it takes the brunt of the weather. That's what always gets soaking wet whenever we have a rain or a storm. But the rear of my house on the west side is always nice and dry. So that would be the practical spot on that side to put it to keep any weather off. And, of course, it's going to be open, you know, and it's just going to have the roof overhanging on it, you know. And every year when I split my wood, I have a, you know, nice, nice plate to stack it that doesn't look horrible from the road. I don't know if anybody drives by my house in the wintertime, but they can certainly see all my blue tarps and my wood stacked, you know. And I just want to, you know, keep everything neat and orderly and make it look nice. I mean, there's so much I have to do. I mean, this is my last capital project, but I still have to landscape and do a lot of other work. And you know, I mean, when a house is done, it'll be a cream puff, but it's not going to happen for another year. I have to get this garage out of the way, and then I'm going to focus on, you know, the rest of the cosmetics, you know, on a house that I have to do to make it look nice, you know.
What are the dimensions of the woodshed? It's not shown on here. Is it on the other diagram?
I told him 6 feet, and I guess the length of the side of the garage for a 6-foot pad. And
this is Sharon Stevens. I have a question.
Sure.
Related to the plot plan. I think you can see it better there. So if you're adding the 6 feet and the extra length or width of the garage is probably going to push the dimensions of the entire garage over to the right. I'm not sure which direction that is, but to the right.
Yes, towards the house. Yes.
House. Does that, I can't tell how far the septic field is from where the new place would be, because I don't know where the new place would be. Is it going to be
right
in compliance? I mean, do we know?
Yes, I called the county. I spoke to the inspector as advice from Mike. Right, he told me call the county because, you know, he says the township don't get involved with the septic or your well. He said you got to call the county. I called the Board of Health there and I spoke. I don't remember the man's name, but I spoke to him and he told me you have to be at least 10 feet away from your septic bed. So when I took my measurement, I guess I'm at least 20 feet, you know, away from it, you know, which is good. I mean, I had a lot of problems with that septic bed being under the driveway like that. I had an open permit with the county for 3 years that, you know, I just couldn't close out until I had all the work done on the house. And when I went to close it out, they forgot I even had the permit open, you know, but I had to have them come out and finalize everything, you know, because they wanted the bed covered with 6 inches of dirt and they didn't want to see gravel on it because they knew I was, you know, driving cars on it and all, you know.
Sharon, did you have another question? Or are you okay?
I do not have another question. I just can't tell from this drawing if it is. I mean, Mr. Smelter is telling me it does. So.
All right, he's got to meet the requirement, right?
Right. That's why I don't have another question.
So, Mr. Smelter, question: if this pad here is 6 feet wide, and it's 40 feet from the corner of the garage to the property line, is the corner of the pad going to be 39 feet and some inches? Is that closer? Is that or is it going to push it so that this piece of this whole structure is 40 feet? That's what you're asking for.
Yeah, I can't tell. I can't tell. I never even took that into consideration because the way the guy's got this drawn, he just has building dimensions. I guess he put them dashes as an outline for the pad. You know, I guess because it's open, it's not going to be enclosed as part of, I guess, physical walking through with the garage or anything like that. So I don't know how he set that up, to be quite honest with you. I guess he has the main building 40 feet. But as far as the pad, I don't know. I, to be honest with you, I mean, it looks like it's the same.
If we grant relief for 40 feet, then no piece of this, not the garage nor the pad, can be closer than 40 feet, right? You understand that?
Yes, yes, I do. I do.
I want to make sure you fill the garage 40 feet and then pour the pad and find out it sticks 3 inches in. And Mike Wright's going to come out and say, no good. Yeah. Get your jackhammer out. Take that concrete out.
He's made me demo stuff before. And he's wrote a list, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, do this, that, call me back. And when I called him back, he still flunked me on something else. So I know how he works. I have a relationship with him for 15 years now. He watched his house from the beginning. And
it's
and
good.
He carries
detail. I just want to make sure you understand. Nothing closer than 40. Yeah. Okay.
If I have to move it back a few inches to maintain that 40 and then make sure that I maintain my 20, you know, as long as I stay within range of my septic, which there's no way I'm going to move that thing over 5 feet towards the septic tank. I mean, that's, you know, we're talking a matter of inches if I had to move it. But let me wait for the stakeout and I'll get the edges from end to end staked out from the pad to the edge of the garage, and that way we'll ensure we're 40 feet, and then I'll have them stake out the side property line of my neighbor Lou, who, you know, is usually goes to these.
That's good. All we need to know is that you're going to meet the requirements. That's all.
Yeah, yeah. Then I'm glad you mentioned it, you know, just in case that little corner did creep towards the road. Yes, I'm glad you mentioned it. I'll make sure that every piece is at least 40 feet from the road.
Okay. Do any other board members have any questions? Or Katie, do you have any questions? Are we missing anything?
I'm not missing anything, I do not believe. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else have any comments, questions?
Just to summarize, I would summarize it as no closer, no piece of the shed or the garage, the woodshed or the garage can be, no piece can be closer than 40 feet and must meet all other setbacks. That's how I would summarize the relief that's at issue. Just
sure.
Just because I'm going to go back on mute for a second.
Yeah.
Okay.
The one question I would have, Dave Roberts, the one question I do things to include the driveway going to the garage.
Yeah, I'd have to, I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Could you say it again, please?
Do we want the driveway going to the garage to be shown? Because the drawing we have doesn't show any driveway approaching the garage.
We won't be getting any more documents. I mean, you mean for his building permits?
For things like impervious, are we changing the impervious coverage too?
Well, he's not asked for any relief on that, so he's got to meet the requirements. So he's got to meet all other requirements. It's up to him to meet them. Between him and the building inspector, he's got to meet them all. And if not, he's got to come back for another variance.
What was the actual question? I missed the question.
Dave was asking whether or not...
The drawing doesn't show the driveway going to the garage. So relating to that, is that... Because even a gravel driveway is impervious coverage.
I don't believe that in RC for residential uses, we have a maximum impervious coverage. I remember this came up for the planning board at one point. It was very odd, but there's no maximum.
Okay, then I guess we're okay with the way it is, the way it's drawn.
I remember asking if you literally could pave over the entire lot, and I think the answer was, who would do that, but yes.
I think that's correct.
Kind of not hearing anything.
We're just waiting to see if anyone has any other comments or questions. Mr. Mattson agreed with David Pfeffer's comment that there was no limit on impervious coverage. Anyone else want to comment? If not, then can we have a resolution, please, granting the relief as Katie discussed it, 40-foot front yard setback? And there's no other relief to be granted here. I don't know that we talked about any other conditions. Let me go take a quick look at the conditions from the prior resolution. Let's see if any of those.
I would make them subject to the prior resolution conditions unless modified herein. The only other conditions I had were that the plan that accurate plans be submitted to the building department, and I believe that would be. Minus, compliance, obviously, with, and I'm going to specific, while normally I wouldn't necessarily reference compliance with other setbacks, I am going to specifically reference it here, and that you can, that the, I'm going to reference the specific dimensions of the garage, and that's all I have for conditions.
But here are the conditions. Am I on mute? No. I have up the prior resolution. We can see the conditions here. Location shall be. Here we don't want to have it the same as the sketch. I guess this would sort of be the same as the sketch, right? Because the sketch shows it back 40 feet.
I think we should say, unless as modified here, and I don't know if we want to refer it to the, I think if we say as, we incorporate the conditions, the standard language that we use, unless as modified herein, because I think we want this approval to replace, we really want it to replace it, not as it relates to the garage, not as it relates to the other improvements which were actually completed, but as it relates to the garage, we want this to really supersede that approval.
Right.
So this whole garage essentially would replace that garage approval. So I think as modified herein, or we can even say, we can put it stronger than that, just because I think we want to just keep this anew and talk about the fact that, for example, if something had to change here, we want him to come back for Mr. Smelter to come back for this application and not, we don't want it to keep going back and back and back. So I think this is a new separate entity. So we would just keep it with the standard language and just say as modified herein, or as, I would come up with some wording that would work.
Right. I'm just looking down the conditions, Sid. Did we make any conditions last time that were relevant? All these conditions C has to do with the size of the garage. 40 foot is the limit on the front yard. No closer than 20 feet to the side. It's going to meet the 16 foot height. That's all the same. We're not concerned about the shed. The proposed additions and proposed garage shall be designed and constructed to be aesthetically similar to that reflected on drawings 2, 3, 4. We haven't seen those drawings this time.
Very close to what you actually, what I submitted. It's very close to that, except for the woodshed on the side. But it's very close to that.
I know, but the rest of the board, you know, the whole board hasn't seen that. That's the problem. You know, this board hasn't seen that. So
it's similar to what, to this drawing?
Yeah, well, the first one that you're asking, if you're looking at the resolution from 5 years ago, it's very similar to what you're looking at there, with the exception of the woodshed. You know, you have the two garage doors, and then you have the man door on the right there, and it's the same exact setup and style. I'm basically just adding, you know, some square footage to the floor space and the woodshed.
Right, that's not the question. The question is that the condition was that the garage shall be designed to be constructed aesthetically similar to the drawings reflected on drawings 3, 4, 5. We don't have 3, 4, and 5, but it's going to be aesthetically similar to this drawing. Is that correct?
Yes. 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 Yes.
Right. So that's condition 2. 3 through 7, 3 through 6 don't count. Escrow fee still counts. And time to construct will be standard board conditions, meaning you've got a year to get permit, and then
not standard.
Say again, Katie, please.
This is not what's here is not is not exactly standard for distinct projects. So it's normal. Yeah, so that's a little off, but it would be standard. So it's a year. I think it's a year and a year. I think, or a year. Okay. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Okay, so standard conditions on time. Laundry room doesn't apply. Bath safety room doesn't apply. Garage and shed. These on the timing won't apply because we're going to go standard timing. Family room doesn't apply here. Certificate of occupancy, is that relevant for a garage?
I mean, it's a non-habitable structure, so I don't know.
I think so.
No CO for a garage? Okay. And then you've got to meet all other laws and approvals, et cetera. Okay, so that's it for requirements. Okay, so Katie, you're good with all those?
I am. I'll figure out a way. Yeah, we can incorporate them either by number. Well, I'll figure out a way of doing that correctly.
Yeah, you just, okay, I'll leave it up to you. Okay, with all of that, I think we're ready. Can I have a motion then, please, to grant the relief?
Tom, just 1 second. Tom?
Yes. Yeah, go ahead, Sharon.
A CO is required for an accessory structure.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Good to know.
Good to know. Not habitable accessory structure, Denise?
Yes, because now as zoning officer, I sign on those.
Okay.
Okay.
So moved.
Okay. And that was David Pfeffer. Okay, can I have a second, please? Okay, thanks, Sharon. And Denise, would you call the roll, please?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Dr. Lewis?
Yes.
Mr. Mattson?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Yes.
Mr. Roberts?
You're on mute.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Stevens?
Yes.
And Mr. Yeager?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, great. Good luck, Mr. Smeltzer.
Thank you. I appreciate everything. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Denise.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, I'll be in touch. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
You're the zoning officer now? I didn't realize that Tom was not doing it now.
Tom is doing zoning enforcement. He's now the deputy zoning officer.
Okay.
Denise, do we have any cases for next meeting is June 22nd, correct?
Not as of yet. We've just recently received two new applications, but they are not, they've not been reviewed yet. So there's a possibility one or two of them could be on, but I too soon to tell.
Okay. Okay.
They're both residential variance applications.
Okay, thanks. Does anyone else have anything they want to offer for the good of the cause?
Motion to adjourn.
Hey, just before we do that, Dave, is this working for everyone, this format? I know it's not like in person, but is this okay? Or is there anything we should do different to make this more effective?
This works for me. This is Dan McTiernan.
Okay, Dan.
Works for me, Cheryl Lewis.
Okay, thanks, Cheryl. Okay, David, you made a motion to adjourn?
Yep.
And a second, please.
John, I'll second.
Second.
I'm sorry, who was that?
John Matson.
Oh, thank you, John.
And would you call the roll, please, Denise?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Dr. Lewis?
Yes.
Mr. Matson?
Yes.
Mr. McCaffrey?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeffer?
Yes.
Mr. Roberts?
Yes.
Ms. Stevens?
Yes.
And Mr. Yeager?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, thank you all. Take care.
Thank you all. Have a nice holiday.
Yep. Go on.